I guess you kind of please yourself and then hope that that'll please enough other people. So if you like it, we're kind of similar people. And if you don't like it, well, maybe we could agree on something else.
Singer-songwriter Todd Snyder's well-prepared for you not to like him. But honestly, it's kind of hard not to fall for the guy, whether he's singing about war, baseball, or junk mail. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Rolling Stone magazine called Todd Snyder a low-life Randy Newman. And listening to his new album, The Excitement Plan, that comparison seems more than apt. The narrators in Todd's songs are really just trying to get by, and more often than not, their plans are foiled. Although The Excitement Plan brings us more of the knowing, cynical, but somehow heartwarming songs fans have come to expect from Snyder, there are also a few surprises, especially in his choice of subject matter. The Excitement Plan features songs about the 1960s garage band The Kingsmen, the guy who carries Mike Tyson's boombox, and a piece of junk mail that wishes it were still a tree. Another surprise is a cheeky duet with Loretta Lynn on the song Don't Tempt Me. And FUV's John Platt asked Todd Snyder how that came about.
Her daughter is married to one of my closest friends, and which is an odd story in itself with too long to tell here, but he ended up getting married to her, and so that put my music in her house. Last year, she decided she wanted to make another album, and she made a list of co-writers that she wanted to use, and that was one of them. And they called, and I went out there, and we made up this Don't Tempt Me. And then we've also made up a song called She's Got Everything It Takes to Take Everything We've Got. And that's going to be on her album. I learned a lot about making up songs from her, you know, more than any songwriter I've ever been around. You know, every time I've gone to a songwriter's house, they have a room with all the notepads, you know, like tons of those legal pads stacked up somewhere. That hers was the biggest pile. I've never seen more legal pads. It was like a refrigerator-sized box that she opened, and they poured out. That was just one box full.
Don't tell me, baby, I got a good thing going at home. Too much to lose if I don't leave here alone. But don't tell me, baby, I got my heart locked out of my mind. I found the key, but I in the mirror behind the bar, I could see that come on over look that you gave to me. A truly flattering, I guarantee. But I'm misspoken, for as you must be free.
Well, you do pour your heart out in a lot of different ways on this album. Sometimes it's sardonic, as I said, but some of it's actually fairly sincere.
Yeah.
And there's a song that's called The Last Laugh.
Yeah.
But it's really not a funny song in that way at all.
I like the songs that make you question, is that song funny or sad, or what is that? You know, that's what I've been trying to work the hardest on these last handful of years of my life. Like, that felt like my niche, where I don't do those funny songs where somebody's boobs get mentioned or anything like that. I just sort of pour my pain out and crack wise, just like I would, like in the car today when traffic came and it upset me. I usually will say, you know, I know I say a barrage of things, and that's kind of the way it comes out. You know, even when I'm mad, my manager says, even when you're, you know, ranting about something that's made you angry, you'll still try to stick in it. Or I don't know, it just comes out. It just seems like when I get nervous, I sometimes will try to break the ice by saying something funny, and that sometimes falls into my songwriting while I'm not even thinking about it.
There's only two kinds of people, far as I can tell. The terminally ill and the worried well. Every time I've tried to climb out of that wishing well, I've only made it up just high enough to hurt when I fell. Well, did you ever wonder? Of course you did. I've always wondered how you kept it all so well hid. I've had my heart wide open since I was a kid. I got a lot of love. I got a lot of love.
That's Todd Snyder, live with The Last Laugh from the new album, The Excitement Plan. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.